Next month, Oregon will begin legal sales of recreational marijuana. It's a big change that will affect Oregon's future, but it'll also affect the past.
There's been kind of an afterthought of, wait a second, what happens to all the people who have felonies on their record from selling marijuana, consuming marijuana, possessing marijuana in quantities that are now legal?
That's Sarah Merck. She's online editor for Bitch Media, and she lives in Portland. Merck says Oregonians with some kinds of nonviolent drug convictions on their record will soon be able to wipe the slate clean, but only if the drug is now legal. And in Oregon, that drug is marijuana.
And this is actually a really big deal. There's the Drug Policy Alliance looked into it and found that in Oregon, there's about 78,000 convictions that qualify under this law to be cleared off of people's records. And that's a big deal because having a felony on your record makes it so much harder to find housing, to find jobs. It can be a real hurdle for people in their lives.
You talked specifically about marijuana convictions that are now legal under the legalization law that'll go into effect on October 1st. Are those the only drug convictions we're talking about here? Specifically, what kinds of convictions are we talking about?
We're looking at nonviolent drug offenses that mostly relate to marijuana. So, for example, if somebody had 8 ounces of marijuana on them and it was found by the police, previously, that would have been a Class C felony that could have gotten them 5 years in prison. But now, because of Measure 91, that would be legal. And this new law that was passed would reduce that crime to a Class A misdemeanor. And under Oregon law, Class A misdemeanors can be wiped from your record. And so somebody who used to have a felony on their record for having 8 ounces of marijuana could now have a clean record.
How exactly is this going to work? If I wanted to clear my own record, what steps would I need to take?
Well, probably the first step would be getting a lawyer, which can be a little expensive. But you can just file some paperwork, actually. It's a whole paperwork process with the court. There's a filing fee of about $250, plus another fee of about $60. And that's something that that advocates here have looked at as potentially a hurdle, where if you want to clear your record, A, you have to know that it's possible, B, you have to go through the paperwork, and C, you have to have about $300. There are, if you're low income, you can qualify to not have to pay that, but that's not something that's really gotten out.
Well, we know Oregon isn't the first state to legalize marijuana, but certainly this record clearing part of the law is new. Where did Oregon lawmakers look for precedent for enacting this kind of thing?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, other states that have legalized marijuana have written similar laws, but they haven't gone into effect. There's been a lot of pushback from the tough on crime crowd, from the state prosecutors, to not deal with marijuana law retroactively. So, for example, Washington State introduced a law into the legislature in 2013 that's very similar to this one, but there was so much pushback that it got stuck in committee and hasn't gone anywhere. Colorado also introduced a similar bill that also failed because of pushback from state prosecutors.
Who's going to be the most affected by this record-clearing law?
Well, there's actually a racial impact to our drug policy and to the way that we police marijuana crimes in our country. So surveys show that while white people are more likely than anybody else to smoke marijuana, the people who get arrested for possession more often are African Americans. Nationwide, African Americans get arrested at rates twice the rates of white people for marijuana possession. And so that plays out in Oregon, too. And so there's a real racial impact to who winds up with these felonies on their records and who winds up in jail for marijuana crimes. It's much more likely to be African Americans and low-income people who don't have access to the best lawyers. And so those are people who are really going to benefit the most from this passing, is people who can clear those convictions off their record.
So does this record clearing law mean that everyone who currently has a conviction for a nonviolent drug offense involving marijuana now has their record cleared?
No. Actually, there was another bill introduced in our legislative session this time by Lou Frederick that didn't pass, and that bill would have reduced the prison sentences for people who are currently serving time for nonviolent marijuana offenses. And there are about 200 of those people in Oregon. So right now, while if you're out of jail and you have a felony on your record, you can clear it much more easily under Oregon law. If you're in jail for a nonviolent marijuana offense, there's no action to help reduce your prison sentence.
Sarah, you talked about Washington and Colorado as an afterthought trying to pass a similar record-clearing law. Neither state was successful at doing that. Ultimately, why do you think Oregon was able to get this right?
You know, I'm not sure exactly why Oregon is different than Washington and Colorado on this. I think that that message that this is something that is really unfair and should be retroactively made right resonated with legislators more likely. Also, it helps that our legislature was democratically controlled. I mean, in Oregon, pot is now the realm of entrepreneurship and business deals. You know, you see all the time glossy spreads in magazines about sort of the new pot makers of Oregon and their artisanal pot strains. And it's really dissonant to say, hey, there are people right now who are in prison or have felonies on their records for acts that now get glossy magazine spreads. And I think that's something that Oregonians have taken notice of, and maybe in ways that other states haven't.
Sarah Merck is the online editor for Bitch Media. She lives in Portland.